everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Father, we just worship you today. We praise you and thank you for opening the eyes of our understanding, delivering us from natural thinking and natural bondage. Oh, you've blessed us by giving us your word and giving us your Holy Spirit to teach it to us and get us out of this bondage way of thinking out into the freedom of Christ Jesus. Thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Brother Bill, now, when we closed yesterday, you were talking about there were two things that you talked about. One was when God had spoken to you directly and told you to buy this mall, not a piece of the mall, to buy the mall. Now, you referred to when you were with a major corporation, one of the biggest corporations in the world, and you were doing very well.
Very well.
And now, you didn't want to leave that.
Didn't
want. I mean, there was a, and God's trying to get you out of there. But you know, there's something with God. He actually has a problem with us because he can't talk us into obeying him by revealing something really good out here, because it won't have any faith in it.
That's exactly
And without faith, it's impossible to please God. And the scripture says, all that proceeds not from faith is sin. So he can't be a part of doing that with you. He has to tell you what to do, and you have faith enough to do it, and then that will come. But you can't hang on to this to see if you're going to enjoy that over there. That ain't going to work. It'll get you killed. Be carnally minded to death. Now, just as we closed the broadcast, this is what hit me. God had that mall in mind.
Yes, he did.
But that's out here in the future growth of your calling and ministry, which at that time you wasn't real sure even what
that was. That is exactly right.
But my question was, had you stayed with that company, had you gone to the very top that you could go in that company, you still couldn't have bought them all.
Brother Copeland, I know a guy who says, I figured out how I'm going to make this whole thing work. I'm going to go into real estate. I'm going to have some businesses over here. And then I'm just going to go and serve God and answer my call. And I can take those real estate businesses and they'll just bring me in money all the time.
You're in for trouble.
He never got there.
You can't get there. Not like that.
He worked at it for years. Never got there.
Here was the problem. If you advanced financially enough to buy the mall, you can't make it work because the mall was dead. And there were already companies had failed buying the mall.
Absolutely.
And couldn't bring it back to life again. But when God moved in on the scene and you followed him and believed him and you had to overcome all those choke points down the line and come to this place, well, when you obeyed him and progressed in his word and did this thing by faith and honor to God, you wound up doing it debt-free. You wound up not only with that, but a living mall that's more powerful than it has ever been, and the church is the biggest thing in it. Praise God.
Now,
amen. My God, man. I'm telling you.
Hear this. Now, this was 2 Kings chapter 7, and this is when the prophet of God stood up and made a declaration. See, he said, and Elisha said, hear ye the word of the Lord. And thus saith the Lord, tomorrow, about this time, shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and two measures of barley for a shekel, and the gate of Samaria. Now, right away, somebody who worked for the political officials.
He was the top official.
That's there. He came to him and said, now, and I'm putting this in my own words, why are you telling these people that the economic conditions in their lives is going to change within 24 hours?
And it was terrible. They were starving to death.
Starving to death. Why would you tell these people that?
In other words, the gates of heaven or the windows of heaven were open.
No way this would happen. He said, why are you telling these people that? And Brother Copeland, I figured this out. When God says things like that, he is not appealing to our reason. This is not what he's appealing to.
No.
We have to receive what he said by faith. See, we're not trying to run it through our intellect, trying to run it through our reasoning, our experiences, to see if in fact this thing is true. It's true because he said it. Now, what we have to do is accept what he says. And this thing was not making sense. It was making faith. And what the people have to do is when they read the gospel, to the natural mind, it might not sound reasonable. But you have to receive it, like he said it. And once you receive it, now you can take this thing and start meditating it. And you see what I'm saying?
Yes,
here?
I do. And that politician was steeped in political thought. This is what he had studied. This is the way he thought. And in his system, it was impossible. And he's just as right as
he sure was.
And he's the only guy in the crowd that didn't get in.
That's exactly right. Now, think about it. In coming over to God's way of thinking, the first thing you can't be limited by is time. Because once you go into faith, faith is always now, and it has the power to override natural laws.
That 24-hour period is what had him hung up.
Absolutely, it had him hung up. Could, if he had said it would happen in 5 years, then he might have been able to halfway receive it. But when he said it's going to happen tomorrow about this time, if I say to somebody in that listening to me right now, I say tomorrow about this time, your body is going to be totally healed, and that there's going to be a good report given tomorrow about this time, that debt totally is going to be cleared up.
Now, wait a
tomorrow
minute. Now, Brother Winston, now, wait just a minute here. Now, wait a minute. Don't be building these folks up with a bunch of false hope. No. If God himself, come on, now, don't give me that trash. But that comes out of the unrenewed
mind.
Yes, it does.
God puts the man of God, the prophet, whatever, in the midst of his people so he can speak the words of God. It's up to the people to believe. And that's what is hanging folk up. They don't want to let go of this because this may not work. Receive it. Just receive it.
Now, where we're...
Praise God. I'm preaching
here. We're as strong as you're
strong.
Here you got people hanging between two systems.
Yes, indeed.
And without stopping, even though God said it, and it's right here in front of me in his word, all things are possible to him that believeth. Yeah, but. Stop that. Just stop and be still and know that he is God. And you can't control thoughts with thoughts. You turn to what God said and you read it out loud over and over and over, and you speak it and you speak it, and you stop and begin to see yourself with it, and you begin to meditate on it, and you begin to give God thanksgiving and praise. The thanksgiving and praise will put us a boulder in front of the door and keep it open. If you just begin to give God praise and thanksgiving, it will come to the place where you'll begin to say, gee, well, bless God, this is mine.
When you mentioned in the last broadcast about a choke point, that's what happened over here with Moses in Numbers chapter 11. It says that as Moses, God said, I'm going to feed them. Every day I'm going to feed them meat to eat. Moses said, no, wait a minute now. Now, understand, Moses was the same one, the Red Sea and all of that.
Yeah.
But he said, now, if God would open, what does he say? And Moses said, the people among you whom I am are 600,000 footmen, and thou hast said, I will give them flesh that they may eat a whole month. Shall the flocks and the herds be slain for them to suffice them? Or shall all the fish of the sea be gathered together for them to suffice them? And the Lord said unto Moses, is the Lord's hand waxed short? Again, it says over here, above that, that the people despise the Lord. And I had to look that up to see what despise means. And it means to treat with lowest opinion.
No esteem whatsoever.
No esteem whatsoever.
No honor
and
whatsoever.
I think people need to come back into the fact that they honor God.
If he said it,
if
I don't care what has to get ripped.
My goodness.
If he said it, that's the way it is.
This thing is going to happen.
Now, you've opened the door to something here. This was the reason why God did this in blood. It couldn't been any more true because God said it. But in the mind of Abram, until God walked in blood in his presence and pointed at him and said, so shall your seed be. I am a God to you. I am your reward and your rear guard. When he put it in blood, he so affected the man's mind.
He did, didn't he?
That at that point he became fully persuaded. Is no one any more true than it was the first time God
said
it. But when blood gets involved, it becomes serious.
Oh, Lord.
Now, Bill, I don't know how you get any more serious than the New Testament.
It's
in the blood of God himself.
Gotcha.
This thing was ratified.
It's the blood of Jesus, isn't it?
And him hanging on that cross. My Lord, man, how can you get any more effective than that? But if you don't spend time meditating on that, then it becomes some kind of abstract thing. I plead the blood. Ain't got no idea what you just said. What does pleading the blood mean anything? Well, it means something because it is that blood that ratified this whole promise, an oath of God. Now, when it gets like that, and I begin to meditate on that in my mind, it begins to renew my mind. Then the activity of the Holy Ghost begins to expand my capacity for faith. And I go from a 2-gallon tank to a 100-gallon tank, and I can fill it up with faith.
He says here, in Mark chapter 9. Can we come over here?
Yeah. Oh, man.
He says in Mark chapter 9 and verse 23, and Jesus said unto him, talking to this man whose son was delivered, Jesus was delivering his son of demons, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believes, saying that nothing can be impossible for you, if you know how to believe.
Yeah.
Got it? And go ahead. That takes us right back to how to believe. Meditation of the Word of God.
Yeah. People don't choke when you say all things are possible to God.
They sure don't, do they?
Where they choke is all things are possible to him that believes. But the same God said both things.
So if you believe that your business within 1 year can come up to $3 million of net profit, if you believe that your ministry can have 1,000 new members a month, I picked that because that's what Dr. David Yonggi Cho believed. You follow that?
That's when he first started.
Only thing I'm saying is, what do you believe?
Ain't no different from him than anybody else.
No.
And he wasn't in the United States.
No,
and he was living in a junkyard, man. I mean.
Exactly. Now, what do you believe? And so it's up to us. Because sometimes what we do is look at other people and compare ourselves with ourselves. And that's not wise. Come back into the Word of God. What do you believe? Because they didn't get into their finest inheritance because of unbelief. Now, what do you believe? Do you believe God can do this? And that's the first thing Jesus asked him. Come on over there to Matthew chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9. Because this is key, because what we're talking about here is your mind. He does not go around it. You've got to believe something. In Matthew chapter 9, he says this in verse 27. When Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying, saying, Thou Son of David, have mercy on us. Verse 28. And when he was gone into the house, was coming to the house, the blind men came to him and said, Jesus said unto them, Believe you that I'm able to do this? I got to believe. And they said to him, Yes, Lord. Then touched he their eyes and said, According to your faith, be it unto you. Do you believe that I'm able to do this? Do you believe? Because this is what I want. I want to know what you believe, because I'm not going around what you believe. That is instrumental in us getting to where God wants us to be.
Was there ever a day that Jesus had no faith?
That's okay.
Huh? I got you. There couldn't have been,
Couldn't have been. No.
He had just as much faith that day as he did any day. Mm. But there's no way he could heal the man if the man wouldn't receive it. You can't jumpstart the guy.
You can't. The man's got something to do with his own healing.
Yes, he does. He's on the other end of this.
Sure
thing.
He is.
And God, not a bully.
Mm. Mm. Mm.
Remember, he asked that guy at the gate at the pool.
Right.
He said, "Will you be made whole?" And the first thing the man said was, "I don't have nobody to help me." Now, right then, there's no way Jesus get through to him. But when the man said, "I don't have anybody to help me," then Jesus just simply said, "I'll help you." I mean, just that little tiny bit. And he got through to him.
But while I was meditating that scripture in Mark chapter 10, verses 29 and 30, it increased that capacity. I began to see something, Brother Copeland, that I never saw before. Why? It wasn't that God wasn't trying to show it to me. It's that I had no capacity to see it. And once I start doing that, I transform my thinking. I open myself up to the wisdom of God. And the next thing I saw, well, listen at this, me preaching to 10,000. I saw it. Now, this is what happened. It came alive that I now can leave this job, because now my future is now stronger. Because when you have vision, it's the greatest source of daring.
It came through revelation. It did not come from something you saw in the
natural. No, it didn't.
That's what made you courageous and strong and daring and bold.
And bold. And I went in and told my boss, I'm leaving the company. What? Jumped up and closed the door. Wait a minute. What's wrong here? Because you know they invested a lot in me. I said, listen, I got a call on my life. You got a what? I said, I got a call on my life. What's that? I mean, I said, well, I'm called to preach. Now, wait a minute now. Hey, Bill, take 2 weeks off. Gave me 2 weeks off. What did you think I did with 2 weeks? I
meditated. You're stronger than you were 2 weeks before. He is hoping you get healed.
Yeah. And I said, I came back and said, John, not only am I leaving, but I'm leaving now. Let me tell you, I have people as much as last year that are coming up to me confessing, Bill Winston, we thought you had lost your mind. I had. My natural mind.
Yeah, you lost it. You got plumb out of it.
I took on the mind
of
Christ.
Yes, sir.
And I saw my own future. And when I did that, I went down, I left, and then God spoke to us about 2 weeks later, said, sell your house and go to ORU. What happened? My wife came out of the shower and said, sweetheart, God just told me to sell our house. I said, oh, Lord. And so we put the house on the market, sold in 4 days. Went down to ORU. Then, as I'm going to class, I said, man, I got this hankering to preach. So I would go between classes, put some folding chairs in the back in my truck of the car, go over to the north side, set up the chairs, and start preaching. A lady walks out there. Excuse me, preacher? She said, now, there's nobody out here. But it seems like you think you're preaching to 10,000 people.
She said it and didn't know what she said.
It was more real than what I'd left.
Yes, amen.
You got it.
Now, you know where you're headed? Hmm. To the mall.
Mom,
no. Now, how many years later did the mall come to pass?
That is exactly right. A few years later. It was some years later.
In God's mind, it is already
yours. It was already mine.
He already had the plan, and it was going there. And they know you're telling you about the mall when you go into ORU.
So he told Abraham in Genesis 13, verses 14 and 15, Abraham, as far as you can see, I will give you. From the north, south, east, and west. Let's flip it the other way. If you can't see it, Abraham,
you can't have it. But if you can see it,
Lord, you can have it.
And when it gets so big, when you start seeing it in here.
In here, inside.
It gets far bigger than what you can see.
It's out there.
Here. To somebody that's never experienced that, it's hard to explain it.
My goodness.
Every person that has experiences knows exactly what we're talking about. The whole plan of God is for you to live over in there. And He can expand you every day. Every day. Just keep you coming. Just keep you going. Just keep you headed towards Him in His way.
So can I meditate a marriage and get a good marriage?
You better.
Can I meditate a bit? What is it that I cannot meditate and get heaven's reality right here on earth?
Long as you got this book, you can do it.
That's it.
You get outside this book,
you
can't have it.
Yeah. Biblical meditation.
Lord, we're out of time. My goodness. Brother Bill and I'll be back in just a moment.
Come to these exciting meetings. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the 2010 Branson Victory Campaign, March 4th through 6th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The Copeland Family Meeting in Long Beach, California is July 8th through 10th, 2010. Come and meet the family, George and Terry Pearsons, Steve and Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons at the Long Beach Convention Center. For more information, go to kcm.org. Is living the good life beyond your reach? Get a new vision of your future. Take a look at your circumstances through a different perspective. See things through God's eyes and change your mind about your life. Author, entrepreneur, and pastor Bill Winston is about to become your personal life coach. His book, Transform Your Thinking, Transform Your Life, will radically change your thoughts, world, and destiny forever. All 18 chapters of his book will take you on a journey to discover the future God really has for you. Page by page, you'll learn how to remove the barriers you've placed on God's ability to move in your life. Change the way you think about yourself and God. Get rid of unbelief and build your faith. Replace negative thoughts with promises from God's Word. Start living in the impossible and see your life changed. Renew your mind and restore your ability to walk in God's abundance. It's time for you to transform your thinking and transform your life. Order your copy of Bill Winston's book entitled Transform Your Thinking, Transform Your Life, now available for just $12. This book brings valuable information on how to focus your thoughts and bring lasting change to your life. For 48-hour processing, order the Transform Your Thinking, Transform Your Life online. For this and other products, go to kcm.org. Or you may call us toll-free, 800-600-7395.
Now, you have a will. You have a mind. If you will learn how to exchange your will for God's will and your mind for the mind of Christ, it will literally transform your life forever. Now, how do you do it? We don't have time enough on this broadcast to do much more than introduce it to you and then provide the equipment for you so that you can spend extended time and training and learning. I don't care how long you've been in this, you still need to train and learn. Bill, I've been flying airplanes for 50 years.
I still
go back to school twice a year to keep from sticking that thing up like a dart somewhere. And because it's an ever-going experience with God, and that's what works like this are so valuable for. God. It'll encourage you. Mm-hmm. Not only that, but it'll step by step in detail, tell you what to do so you can follow it and walk in it, and you get the same results. Mm. Jesus said, if you do what a wise man does, you get a wise man's results. You do what a fool does, you get a fool's results.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is. Mm-hmm. So, I'm telling you, get serious about it, and God will meet you far beyond what you ever thought that He would. Father, we pray for this radio and television audience all over the world, and we thank you for this power and the Word of God in these last days, for this great awakening that is just now exploding in the United States and other nations around the world. It's time, and it's our time, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Listen. KCM is here for you. Gloria and I pray for our partners every day. You're never a day without prayer. The prayer partners are here ready to pray with you. They're just a phone call away. Praise God. See you tomorrow. Until then, remember, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To purchase today's broadcasts on DVD or CD, go to our website at kcm.org. or call toll-free 800-600-7395.